Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM Fox Sports. I am your host, Mike Knox. And then right now, you... I am your host, Mike Knox. Media exploding everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, boobity boobity boop. There it is. We are there, people. Also, thank you for connecting and looking and locking the world, so to speak, for all podcasts and sounds. You can find us Well Stolen Sports, BDSR Network, 13 a.m. Fox Sports family. But today, people, NFL Week 2 is here! We got a lot of shows locked up for today. That's nice. It's damn okay. Super crazy. Okay. The bigger question is, here's the DMV. How?
What's going on, Mike? How you doing, my man? I hope everything's good. Yeah, man, it's Cowboy Week, but it doesn't seem like it. Like normally, you know, Cowboy Week used to be an end, but I think more the fan base is a little bit more annoyed at what Coach Gruden and Bruce Allen and what everybody else is doing. So I'm just saying. Yeah, man, it looks tough.
Not only does it look tough, let's get into it right now. We got the hour of power in sports before you right now. And last week, the Washington Redskins versus my Philadelphia Eagles hopped out early to a 17-0 lead, but then was quickly brought down in reality, at least I would say so, by the snap of Thanos' fingers with the reality stone to have a win. The score does not indicate the fact of the second half of the blowout that was before you, Wally, but your take from the first game in this Redskins, I know it's only week one. I know Case Keenum, according to the first half of fantasy football, Boss that's had a pretty good week. But how long does the rookie sit on the sideline?
Oh, I thought Case played well. It wasn't anything. You know, you had the pass. He missed one pass, the bomb to McLaurin. But I think, you know, in terms of expectations, Case played, you know, better than what people thought. So I think the goal should be for, you know, Dwayne to sit out as long as they can have him sit out and have Case. If Case is going to play at this level, that's fine. I think that's just the team would, you know, take that. Because, I mean, at the end of the game, at the end of the day, Dwayne Haskins is a long game. He ain't the short game. He's a long game.
Well, it is called chess, not checkers. And people sometimes need to understand that, to just sit back and relax. And with that comes the game you did get last week. A good hard-fought victory. Case really did kind of do his thing statistically. What actually happened to the Skins in that game? I don't want to speak to him from my perspective because I'm an Eagles fan. So I don't want to, you know, misconstrue anything of what I actually saw. But what I did see, though, while he was just the Philadelphia Eagles wake up, and I saw a lot of signs, not just Philadelphia Eagles, but a lot of teams. This is what you get for not playing your starters in the preseason, Wally.
I mean, to me, it was more prevalent for me as just looking on his side, because I was talking to a bunch of Skins beat writers and, you know, people, bloggers and whatnot, and we all came up with the same assumption. It's something that's been going on throughout the last couple of seasons with the Skins, is they don't make halftime adjustments. So when a team makes an adjustment, they don't really counter it. So it's pretty much a normal trend. It's not that nobody – it could be any – to me, I don't look at it as if the Eagles just snap their fingers or whatever. I just look at it as it's been a normal trend. If you look at this team – but what they've been, other teams have always made adjustments, and this team tends to stick to what they've been doing. You know, DJ's getting that bomb definitely hit before to get the Eagles 7. Definitely hit the team hard because it brought the Eagles back in the game and gave them momentum. But at the end of the day, you know, defensively, you know, you have to make adjustments. You had a 17-0 lead. You have to make adjustments. You can't just give up big plays consistently, especially to a guy like DeSean Jackson. A guy that, you know, that if you give him time, he can get to the second level. They didn't bring any pressure. So they couldn't get any pressure with their front four. Jonathan Allen went out. That kind of hindered them in terms of stopping the run. You saw the Eagles took advantage of that. When Jonathan Allen went out, they went running right up the middle. So a lot of things happened in that game. But the thing that came out, you know, came to mind for a lot of people here is that this team continues not to make in-game adjustments. And they're going to have to do that. You know, they got the Cowboys coming up. They're going to need a similar game plan in terms of, you know, trying to hit the deep play, but also, you know, trying to run the clock out in terms of winning the time of possession. They didn't have Adrian Peterson. He wasn't suited, which was a big issue last week. Not having
what is actually going on with
together.
That of Adrian Peterson being a healthy scratch, Wally? You know, like, that shocked a lot of people.
Yeah,
come on, give us some insight.
Because
that makes no sense.
No,
he's a Hall of Famer, not a borderline Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. He couldn't be used on that field? Because I remember him last year, and he was being used very well, and he acted like he had some pop back in those knees.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, again, a lot of people have been questioning him because Jay has come out. You know, before the game, the whole talk was, you know, you need – and even after the game, you're going to need – he needed somebody for special teams, right? Wendell Smallwood, who played for the Eagles, who was cut by the Eagles, played special teams, so – you know, he was active, so he needed a back who played special teams. Well, I tweeted this and I stated this too on various platforms that, you know, you may not know him, but this kid named Robert Davis Jr. He's actually brothers of Davis, who played for the Carolina Panthers, the inside linebacker now, who plays for San Diego. So that's his younger brother. His younger brother has been a demon on special teams and has also been. You know, he's made big plays as a wide receiver, but has been great on special teams in preseason. And he got – when Jordan Reed was announced that he wasn't going to play, because of the concussion, they put J.P. Holtz, the tight end, and put him on the active squad and cut Robert Davis Jr. Now, why I'm mentioning Robert Davis Jr. is that if special teams was so important to Jay, like so important, that kid wouldn't have been cut. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you're going to say that special teams is such, it's so important that you're not going to suit Adrian Peterson, I'm not going to buy that. So it has to be an underlying theme there. There are reports also before the game, that a radio station stated that Jay didn't want to bring back Adrian Peterson once he found out Geist was healthy. he didn't want to bring back because he knew he had Geist.
Right. Now, that's what I also heard, that Geist was good enough that they didn't feel like they needed Adrian Peterson. But the NFL is full of backup, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
Exactly. But according to the report, it wasn't the Redskins. It wasn't the Skins. It was
right.
Jay. Like, Jay didn't want Adrian Peterson back.
Right.
So I'm going to say that.
Right.
It wasn't. That's, you know, Jay didn't want Adrian Peterson to get the 2-year deal to come back to DC. You know, that was pretty, it sounds like it. I'm not 100%, you know, on it, but it sounds like that's a Bruce and Doug Williams. I would kind of lean to say that's more Doug Williams saying, hey, we need this guy, because Doug Williams is the reason why Adrian Peterson was signed to DC. So I'm on the side to say, like, that was a Doug Williams. I can even say Daniel Snyder. I feel like Daniel Snyder was probably in play with that. But Jay, from now, it all makes sense. So, like, this whole Adrian Peterson situation is, like, I could say, like, all right, Jay didn't want AP, but the other guys did. But now Jay's paying for it. Because, and I'm going to say this again, like, we've seen this in every other situation when a running back comes off of a ACL injury. The only person I would say that it doesn't apply for it to is probably Adrian Peterson when he came back from that knee situation. But usually – and you can see the guy, look at Minnesota, look at Dalvin Cook. Look how they eased them back in last season with Murray. Murray was getting a lot of the carries, and they were splitting time. This situation doesn't surprise me that Geist got hurt. Now, Geist is going to be on the injured reserve list because, you know, he messed up his meniscus. Like, you ease a kid like that back into full-time action. We all know Geist is the future running back of the Washington Redskins. But you ease him. He just came off an ACL injury. You ease him to that situation. You don't just let him say, you know what, you're going to carry, quote-unquote, what Jay used, the mother load of carries. You ease him into the situation. You don't just say, hey, guys, you don't give him everything. Because at the end of the day, what a guy's earned, you know what I'm saying, in this league? He hasn't earned anything in this league. Adrian Peterson gave you he saved your job last year. Let's be honest. Like, Adrian Peterson saved Jay Gruden's job last year. Like, Jay was going to be on the hot seat. Something's going to happen to Jay if Adrian Peterson didn't do what he did. So, like, why not split carries with AP and Geist? That's a situation that's good. It's favorable for your situation. That's your most talented unit on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, well, how was that perceived in the D.C. area? Like, because I know nationally, it's a here's a Hall of Famer, okay? I don't care what Darius Geist has done, or what you think he can do. We've seen what AP can do. We know what AP can do. Hell, he was your offensive MVP last year.
Yeah,
how
he's
healthy. It's borderline. When I saw that come across the waiver, I think Adam Schefter from ESPN tweeted it out first. And I saw that. I said, that's a really smack in the face. That's a very disrespectful. That's, you know, and I'm mad that the total media, or the mainstream media, if you will, so to speak, didn't rip this the way they did when it was Eli Manning who didn't play for Geno Smith.
Oh, good point.
You know what I'm saying? When that was a decision, because hey, I know I'm not in that brigade of I think Eli's done. I think everything's an offensive line with the Giants. But if you felt that he's not getting the job done, and a lot of people feel that way, and statistically speaking, he has not, then you make that move. In this case, there's no move to make. He was your guy last year because the guy you drafted did not play. So even if the guy does play, and like they reported, oh, he's gamer, he's a team player, he's willing to still be here and show Geist the ropes. How better way to show the guy the ropes when a guy is already motivated by playing? If you want to outplay me, then outplay me. You don't outplay me by benching me, Wally.
No, I mean, it's a very valid point. I mean, put it this way. Jay not playing and not activating Adrian Peterson. Forget not playing, but making him inactive, making him not dressed, not suit up,
right.
Has had a bad look on Jay regardless. A lot of fans say fire Jay. You even have Morgan Moses, the right tackle of the Washington Redskins, speak out on the radio station and say, like, hey, that was a slap in the face to the vets here. That was a slap in the face for not playing this man. You know what I mean? So it's obvious. It was taken, like, the vets in the locker room are with AP. AP has been a – let me put this out there because, you know, people remember AP for what was going on in New Orleans with that, like, that image of him and Sean Payton, him mugging Sean Payton. Like, Adrian Peterson has been a great teammate, has been a mentor to the running back room, to Geist, to Chris Thompson. He's been great for that unit. So – you know, AP handled it classy. Like, even now, after the fact, well, now Jay has to go back to Adrian Peterson and have to say, hey, man, I mean, he had to come out. He crow, to be honest with you. He got to eat crow. It. Like, and it's no, there's no face. Way you're going to – yeah, exactly. There's no way you can play this off. Like, you can't say, hey, you know, like, hey, I'm gonna look a certain way. You're going to have to eat crow. And I'm going to be real with you. Like, every good game AP has, because this is how I look, because he's greatness, right, Mike? We all agree that this dude is great. He's one of the best backs ever.
There's nothing like, to – he's great. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's great.
I mean,
he's a Hall of Famer. So one thing about great, and he's always been this back, and this is what I and certain players are this way. When you count them out and you think they're done, they prove you wrong. Like, he's always been that dude. Like, when he came off that crucial knee injury and gave you 2,000 yards, right? You thought his career could have been over. Coming last season, like before that, like, he's done. Adrian Peterson's done. He showed the world that he still got a lot in the tank. So when you doubt him, when you say he's not good enough, when you say he's not good enough to be on your 53-man roster, when he's not good enough to be on your active squad, he ends up being that dude. So what Jay's going to have to get – now, this is something with Jay. Jay's going to have to eat crow, because every game that Adrian Peterson plays well, like, he's going to be like – their fans and the media are going to be like, why did you inactivate this dude? Like, why did you inactivate him? Like, why? Every game is going to be a remembrance of the first – of week one when he didn't
of
play.
Of this guy.
Seriously.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it looks. So Jay looks bad regardless. Jay,
only
like
way Jay
would have
came out good if Jay would have won the game. Then you could have justified
exactly.
it, but they didn't win the game.
Exactly.
So
exactly. So and so it's an issue. It's an issue. It's an automatic issue.
Well, moving forward into this week, as you said, with Geis being injured, AP should be playing. Hopefully, will be starting against the Dallas Cowboys.
He'll be starting. He'll get 20 carries. He'll get 20 carries. He'll be starting.
Also, coming out of that, getting the news today that Jordan Reed with the concussion is also not playing against the Dallas Cowboys this week. So that takes two big blows. You know how we go. I'm not even going to ask you your picks for that game. Okay, I won't even go there. Are you know picking Washington?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
they're
of course.
5.5
I hate the
favorite. You're picking Washington because you hate the Cowboys. The Cowboys will be playing the Miami Dolphins in Miami, and he would still pick the Dolphins to cover. So,
with that being said,
I will tap my own self and give myself a Barry Horowitz. It's a pat on the back. We did not have a show for the first time in I don't know how many football seasons last week, but I did get my picks out there, and I like to say that I went 10-6, 2-0 on my locks and upsets. I lost with Green Bay on the Thursday night game. Have to count that. I thought that the Bears would cover that. I won with Minnesota. I won with Washington covering against Philly. I just – divisional matchups and 10 points in NFL, I tell you guys all the time, those are handicap no-nos. You stay away from that. There is no way in week one when nobody knows anything about these other than what's on paper that it was going to be a 10-point blowout win. And even though they got the last minute – Right.
Let's
And people are like, why are you cheering for Washington to score? I'm like, because I got money on that. Washington covers this damn game. So Washington covers for me against Philly. I win that. I win the Jets versus Buffalo. I win Baltimore versus the Dolphins. I won with my upset of the week, which was San Francisco at Tampa Bay. I also won with Kansas City versus Jacksonville. I lost with Cleveland getting mollywopped by Tennessee. I won with L.A. over Carolina. I lost with Detroit against Arizona. I won with Cincinnati covering against Seattle. I lost with Indianapolis cutting it close against the Chargers. The Chargers beating Indianapolis in overtime without Andrew, who ran out of his luck. I also won with Dallas. I won with the New England Patriots. And then I lost my two Monday night games with New Orleans, Houston. I had Houston to cover that game, and I also lost – with Denver and Oakland, which most people lost that as well, thinking that Oakland had nothing to stand on, but they came out very, very strong. So a good, healthy first week, hashtag bet that. And I will say this again, guys. We give you picks. I tell you my locks. I tell you my upsets. If you want to inbox me or DM me, whatever the hell there's you people out there do, YDB, do not DM me, okay? That's Young Dirty Bastard, by the way. And side note, if your ass is not watching Wu-Tang on Hulu, do yourself a favor and go get Hulu or watch it somehow. You can find stuff and watch Wu-Tang American Saga. I have, talking about a slap in the face, Wally, I, you know, East Coast, West Coast bias, whatever you want to call it. When I first got into Lucha Wu-Tang, I wasn't feeling them. I have a couple of members that I like, Meth, Raekwon, U-God. I think U-God's completely overrated. And Ghostface. Other than that, that's probably where I draw the line. Watching this series, yesterday, for the first time in my entire life, I bumped Wu-Tang for about 3 hours and said, how could I not have ever liked Wu-Tang Clan? And I'm sorry. Talk about a slap in the face. I'm sorry. Wu-Tang American Saga is the best thing on TV, especially now that Snowfall's gone off the air. But this week, we plan to get it right, to sell you the money. So we're going to get one game off the table. We already got that off the table. I'm, with all due respect towards you, Wally, I think Cowboys cover the 5.5. Okay, even though it's in Washington.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man.
Cowboys covering. You know, it ain't nothing personal.
Believe in Dak. Believe in Dak, man. Believe in Dak all you want, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't blind to what Dak did against the Giants. It's the Giants. I ain't blind to that crap.
Wasn't that impressive? I think they had a thing on one of the shows where they said, well, who was more impressive in the NFC? Was it the Eagles versus Washington or Dallas? To me, it was Eagles coming back against Washington because you were 17 points down at home. You know what I'm saying? And you had to show some to come back. We know what the Giants were expected to be. And if you look at those statistics by the Giants, Saquon went off, okay? And Eli went off.
I think, to be honest with you, I mean, defensively, we knew the Giants were going to be weak anyway. They lost so many players defensively. But offensively, they lost some players. But I was surprised that the Giants were able to move the ball against the Dallas defense like that, to be honest with you. Like, when I watched it, we're looking at that. Everyone says the Giants, Dallas defense is supposed to be real. And everybody said that Eli was done. Like, Saquon, we all know Saquon is the real deal. But to have Eli throw the ball and move the ball and have these so-called no-name wide receivers make plays, I was like, all right. Is this your king?
So Sterling Shepard is hurt for this week's game also, speaking of the Giants, just moving forward.
Yeah.
I haven't been fantasy. How's your fantasy doing?
I mean, I'm good, man. You know, I do big things, man. I look at myself, like, I don't like to call myself a guru, but I'm a guru. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, when I do this fantasy thing, I mean, I make it look nice. I make it look poppingly nice. That's how I look at fantasy football now. At first, I used to be humble with it. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm okay. You know, I win every once in a while. But then I got to give myself credit when you that dude, you that dude. Sometimes you just got to walk out with that swag. You know what I mean? I ain't on that OBJ type swag, but I got some swag with me. Some real cool swag with me. I'm like, you know what? I got this.
I will not have Deshaun Jackson on the bench this week, okay?
Hey,
so people
look,
out there trying to inbox me for Deshaun Jackson. Week one. No one expected that.
I like Deshaun, man.
No,
I'm
going to
tell you about Deshaun. This is the thing. I get Deshaun almost in every league. This is my thing about it. Like, it's hard to start this. It's certain weeks. Like, you're just going to have to start Deshaun. But unless you got better wide receivers, better, who gets consistent stats, like, you got to start them over Deshaun. Deshaun is great in this aspect. Like, you don't got vicious wide receivers. And Deshaun is great. The problem with Deshaun is that he has those games like he had against the Skins, like when he just go off. But then he got games where they just, you'd be like, attached in 20 yards, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's why I can't start him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Deshaun is like a hit or miss type of dude. Like, I love it.
I'm in five leagues. All right. First of all, I think that's too many. I think three is the limit for me.
I'm
in five. I'm in five leagues.
That's enough.
How about four of the five
that
had Deshaun Jackson on the bench?
Who's your wide receivers?
In our league and your league, I had Alshon before him. I had Michael Thomas before him. And I had I put the start him over Michael Thomas or you know what I'm saying? Or Alshon Jeffries, possession receiver. You don't do that. Exactly.
So, you can't
put him in the flex position? Of course I could, but you go when I got Mark Ingram the second as of a running back, you got to put him. He gave me good numbers.
Yeah,
I just had this song.
I agree.
So,
I mean, you want to take that L. That's what it is.
You just take that L.
That's all you can
but
do.
we got Indianapolis on the road going against Tennessee. Tennessee shocked the world, and according to what's his name? Oh, what's the Titans name? Come on, help me, Wally. Jelani Walker.
Oh. Lonnie Walker.
The Cleveland Browns are who we thought they were. If you want to go ahead and crown their asses, crown them. But we know who they are. And they got smashed. Can Tennessee take that, bring it home, and beat Indianapolis in a divisional matchup, opening 3 points on the board, Raleigh? Who you got in this game?
I mean, I want to pick the Colts. I want to. Who's favorite? The Titans.
Tennessee's favorite at home by 3.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Colts. I'm gonna give a shot to.
I took Tennessee. I took Tennessee to cover the 3. We got the Chargers going on the road, which is something I don't normally do. It's a 1 o'clock team. I mean, a West Coast team coming to a 1 o'clock game, which is technically a 12 o'clock game. So does that really count with that record? West Coast teams coming east, because this isn't east. This is central, right? So they're only moving 2 hours, right? But anyway, they're favored by 6. I still took the Chargers to Detroit.
I got the Chargers. I got the Chargers over Detroit. It's gonna be a tough one, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
We have the battle of Buffalo. I mean, the battle of New York. Buffalo on the road. Favorite over the New York Football Giants by 2 points, Wally.
Yeah, I got Buffalo. They got it.
Got the Giants to cover. I'm sorry. I was impressed with what they did against the Cowboys. I really
that
was.
Buffalo
I think
defense
that,
is
I,
real.
And I am one of the people that thinks the Cowboys defense is that real, Wally. Coming from an Eagle fan, Redskins supporter, I think their defense is that real. Jalen Smith, Notre Dame, I'm sorry. When he signed that contract, I wanted to cry. I don't want him. I don't want him in a Dallas Cowboys uniform. I don't.
They
hate Randall Cunningham. Yeah. If you go to Dallas, I hate what it is.
Yeah, man.
I don't like
it. I'm saying. Cornerbacks can be 8 alive. I'm gonna tell you. Like they cornerbacks, they got a good front 7, but they cornerbacks can be 8 alive, and their safety play ain't even, it ain't truthfully strong. It can make plays, but it ain't truthfully strong. I mean, again, like Eli showed y'all what it was. They got a blueprint. They are gonna have to fix that up.
Well, we also have in that battle, New York moving on to Baltimore. Everybody is raving about the Ravens.
Yeah, that's a good.
But they
boy.
Are going.
That boy look good.
They are. People are like, this is the team to beat. This is the team that's going to challenge the New England Patriots, who we all know picked up Antonio Brown, which,
Antonio
by the way,
Brown.
I call collusion.
I'm not going to doubt that, actually.
He hired a PR firm to get kicked off the team.
Mm-hmm.
So for hiring a PR firm to get kicked off the team will tell you he had an inside prior knowledge to something that would have him being where he's at right now. And I just think the NFL sometimes should stop. This is why the NBA is gaining steam on the NFL. And I know people are going to say, it's a big gap. It's not as big of a gap as people think it is anymore. It really isn't. Yes, on the numbers it is, but on the money side, it's not. Okay? And here's why. In the NBA, they will see something being wrong. And I'm not saying the NBA is perfect. I think the NBA fixed a lot of things as well. Okay? Let me just put that out there on the record. But there was a reason why CP3 didn't go to L.A. Okay? There was a reason. This should not have ever happened. Antonio Brown should not be in a Patriots uniform. Somewhere else, I don't care if he ended up in Kansas City. He should not have ended up in New England. That doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem fair. And something smells fishy. And since we're talking about Baltimore, I just think I'd bring up something that was stinking since Baltimore has a kind of odor to it. But I apologize. I take that back, Baltimore. Baltimore's for about 13 points at home versus Arizona and the rookie. And, Wally, I don't do double-digit leads because you know my rules is double-digit leads in the NFL is disrespectful. They're going to beat Arizona's ass. I'm taking Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm with that. I mean, they're covering that easily. They're getting that. That's yeah. I wasn't impressed with Kyler Murray. I just wasn't. I was not impressed with Kyler Murray.
No, but you know what? You got to give him credit, though, Wally, because he did make the throws. But if you looked at the game like I was in the game, I know you looked at the game, they were playing a prevent defense, which was dumb. Just the same way that Houston did against the New Orleans Saints on Monday night.
On that one play. Yeah, I'm saying, I'm not going to annoy him like what folks were trying to. He's different from like when Luck came out and Griffin came out that year. He's different. He's not as good as them. Like, he's really not. And I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I think there's potential, but I want to see more because that Detroit Lions defense wasn't even that good anyway. And you struggled for that against that defense for a while. So it's not like that Lions defense was lights out. Unless they may show me something different this week. I'm talking
but
about the Lions defense
Patricia
and be like,
defense. What do you mean it's not that good? It's
Matt
Patricia.
They weren't that good last year. They weren't that special last
but it's
year.
Matt
was, I mean, the New England coaches.
But he's bad.
Yeah, no, New England coaches don't do nothing outside New England. New England coaches don't do nothing outside New England. But, like, so I don't really even look at him like anything special. But I want to see more, man. I do. Because because everybody gassed this kid up like he was the next coming. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, you got to trade Josh Rosen.
You know Detroit has learned the art of snatching the win up out the jaws of defeat. Okay? So
I'm just saying. It was something else.
All right, so we got New England and Adrian. Oh, I keep saying Adrian. I see AB and I think AP, and I'm sorry. Antonio Brown. He's not there. This is the biggest sports, the biggest spread since Peyton Manning was in the NFL. England versus Miami. We're going to bring in Jay Chris here for the new Twitch show. Jay Chris, New England's favored by 20 points, or 19, over Miami. At Miami, divisional matchup. I'm still taking New England to cover 15.
I was shocked to see that, man, that you was taking them. I mean, Miami stinks out loud. We know this. We know this very clearly. But New England, oh, my God. The 20 points, the 19 points, I don't like it. It's probably going to happen. Like, I can see it. I can really see it happening.
Miami at Miami too. They always play to Miami at Miami. It's something about Miami.
Right, but I don't see it happening. But just for the contrast, I'm going to take Miami to cover on this, just for the contrast. I wouldn't put my money on it. If I was going to put money on it, I would definitely put it on New England. But just for the contrast of the show, I'm going to take Miami to cover that 19.
Taking New England. Wallace, how you got this one going?
Yeah, I got New England, but hey, keep Josh Gordon out of Miami for a hot second so he won't get in trouble. I love Josh Gordon. I want to get him in trouble. So keep Josh Gordon outside of, like, South Beach. Keep him out of South Beach.
The NFL
chill,
not be testing
chill
for marijuana. Sorry.
Josh Gordon coming to Carroll City, y'all. Coming to Carroll City.
Chill, cuz.
We are
coming to Carroll City.
Dallas is favored by 6. I took Dallas. We know that Wally did not, Jay Chris. Your pick on that game.
What is that? Dallas is what?
Dallas is favored by 6 on the road, which is kind of crazy.
On the road, who are they playing? They're the Skins, right?
Skins at home.
Give me the Skins.
And the Skins cover 2 weeks in a row. We shall see. Jacksonville minus their quarterback, and I just remembered that. So people, that pick is going to flip for me, and I'm taking Houston to cover against Jacksonville and the 9 points. How you got this game going, Wally?
Oh, man, I like what Deshaun Watson was doing, man. He deserved to be 1-0. So I'm going to go with the Texans to cover. It's all about the Texans.
How you got this? We know you're going to take your cousin.
Yeah, I'm riding with my cousin on that. I was disappointed last week that the defense couldn't hold my cousin down, man. I was excited for him. But, you know, it happened. So I'm going with my cousin to – They're going to win by 13.
By 13. Oh, right. Next
in the
board,
I only said that
because
I couldn't remember what the number was. So I said 13 because I know it wasn't more than 10.
It was nine in Houston.
Okay.
It's 9. And rumor had that Beyonce may be in the building. I'm lying. I don't know. I just made that up. But we got Pittsburgh at home, favored by 4 points over Seattle coming. There go that West Coast team coming to the East Coast, Wally. Seattle is not favored in this game, though, and neither is no East Coast, West Coast team that comes east that typically comes out on top. The last one that did, though, was the Seattle Seahawks. How you got this game going, Wally? Seattle versus Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh favored by 4 points at home.
Yeah, I got the Steelers, but, man, Mike Tomlin better be careful, man. I'm telling you, you better be careful. Can't get blown out by the Patriots. Jerk.
You said jerk. His job, his career may be on the line, honestly, in my opinion, and Tomlinson, and everything that's going on over there. I'm also taking, but I'm taking Pittsburgh to cover this. But a lot of things came out of last week's game that was telling. And I'm not sure if Juju Schuster, is the number one receiver in this league. And I think Pittsburgh got an eye-opener realizing that, you know, it's not always good on the other side, and you can't always just build the receivers that you always build. I'm not saying they're not going to be okay. This is Pittsburgh. They will end up being foot team by the end of the year. That's just what this organization mm-hmm. does, and that have given me no reason for me not to think they still will be that way by the end of the year. But you've got to be prepared week one. You got to be prepared for the defending Super Bowl champions week one. You got to be ready for New England Patriots week one. And that was I don't have the words to actually put on the on this right now, but that was just unacceptable. Unacceptable for that kind of blowout loss against New England. Jay Chris, how you got this game going?
I don't know what Seattle has, to be honest with you, offensively. I just don't. I really don't know what they have.
They got Lockett,
but I still,
they got Lockett on my fantasy team. He a beast. I'm going to let you know right now. That's all you need to know. You can carry on. Watch.
Well, everything wants me to go with Seattle in this game. Last week we had a West Coast team come east and cover. Actually, and won. Don't forget about last week. So.
No, you're right.
So I think it can happen again. I don't think the Seahawks are as good as the Rams, but I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers are as good as we thought they were either. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks in this one.
All right, Jay Chris, going the other spectrum. And speaking of that San Francisco team that came east last week to win, is coming back again to Cincinnati. So kind of Midwest, not east, but Cincinnati at home after covering for me last week against that Seattle team. Is taking on San Francisco, favored by 2 points at home. That's a point, completely a whole point different than what most home teams get when they're favored, which is normally three. They're getting the two, Wally. I'm still taking the Cincinnati Bengals to cover this game. Wally, your take?
I'm saying the Bengals, I was very impressed with Andy Dalton and their team. I got Cincinnati.
Jay,
hey,
Chris,
help me out, guys. I'm in a loud environment. It's the Bengals and who, and what's the line?
Bengals and 49ers, 2 points.
See, I don't like the Niners, man. I'm definitely going with the Bengals in this one. I'm not sure what the Niners are yet.
All right, and my favorite part of this show.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
My lock of the week, people. I'm 1-0 with my lock. I'm 1-0 with my upset. My lock of the week. The Packers of Green Bay will play at home and be 2-0 as they beat the Minnesota Vikings, Wally. The Packers of Green Bay will beat the Minnesota Vikings, Wally. 3 points on the board, Wally. How you got this game going? It's definitely my lock. Oh,
lock it up. You better lock it up.
You lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Sorry. What'd you say?
Where's that game at?
It's in Green Bay. It's in Green Bay.
Oh, it's in Green Bay? Yeah, who I got? Really? I'm going with the Vikings. I like that defense. I like that defense way too much. And they give Aaron problems. And I didn't like their offense. I didn't like their offense against the Bears either. It was terrible.
You know what? If the Bears would have had a better quarterback, they'd have blew that game out.
No. Easily blow that game out.
Easily.
Aaron Rodgers did not look like Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you that.
Not at all. Jay Chris, how you got this game going?
I'm definitely going with the Vikings in this one, y'all.
All right. We got also on the board, we have Kansas City at home, favored by 7 over the Oakland Raiders. Divisional in Oakland, 7 points. That's a 10-point swing for those who know about this thing we call handicapping. That's a lot of goddamn points. But the Kansas City Chiefs look like they have no reason to stop right now. Patrick Mahomes look like, I don't care what receiver you give me, I want to carve you apart as long as you can run. Tyreek Hill's not playing. They still don't have all the firepower they can have. Hill's out for an undisclosed amount of time. I'm still taking Kansas City to win this game, Wally. Kansas City by 7 over Oakland at Oakland.
Oh, you're blowing them out. Sammy Watkins Jr. is healthy. And he looked good. You saw, I mean, we forget how good he was with a bad quarterback in Buffalo. Sammy Watkins is about to, like, Tyreek Hill being out is going to, like, make Sammy emerge, Sammy Watkins, into some one of the better wide receivers in the game. So, I'm looking at that dude, like, and you got LeSean. And you got LeSean, too, at Shady. So, yeah, they got weapons. Don't get it twisted. And they got Kelce. They still got weapons. They got big-time weapons. They can still do damage to the Raiders. So, yeah. They cover. I got Kansas City all day.
Jay Chris, Kansas City by 7 at Oakland.
I'm definitely going with Kansas City. I don't think Oakland's that good. So I'm definitely going with Kansas City on this. If Kansas City, I mean, Oakland got some young Thundercats, but I don't think they banging with Kansas City.
Well,
in this game. I'm definitely going with Andy Reid now.
I want to watch Thundercats, man.
But I'm super Andy and the Reeds.
Trying to find episode 5 of Wu-Tang right now, which I don't think's out. Damn it. Give me episode 5. The Rams of L.A. at home against that team they beat to go to the Super Bowl to get embarrassed, the New Orleans Saints. The Rams are favored by 2. Guys, my upset of the week.
Upset of – if y'all think Sean Payton, after what happened last year, is going to lose this game, I'm sorry. I've seen 4 great coaches in my life, maybe more than in the pro level, okay? I've gotten to see Bill Belichick, Sean Payton, okay, in my life. Sean Payton is about to they're going to do something nasty to the Rams of L.A., Wally. I'm taking the Orleans with my upset of the week to cover this point and win outright.
Yeah, I don't. I got the Rams winning. Sean Payton then pumped his way into getting us a rule change, which I hate. I hate this rule change about reviewing pass interference, man. He's a little sore loser, man. And he's gonna get with everything. He's gonna get everything he deserves, man. Karma's a beast. He's gonna lose. He's gonna get blown out too.
All right,
yo. I don't like Sean Payton. I'm like Wiley on that.
I don't like him either.
But
I don't mean
we know. But Drew Brees doesn't play as well on the road as he does at home. I'm not going to say he doesn't play good. He doesn't play as well. So this being a revenge game, I think New Orleans loses the game. I just that's where I'm going with. I just got that feeling New Orleans loses this game in L.A.
Go with my heart. My heart, I can't stand New Orleans Saints. After how they each other dance and to play dreams and nightmares in the locker room, I hope nothing but bad karma comes to that franchise. However, I'm putting my money on the line here. I'm taking New Orleans to win this game. Now we got the Bears. This game was a pick'em game, y'all, as of Wednesday. Today, it's Chicago by 3 at Denver. I'm taking the Bears. Who you got in this one, Wally?
This is at Denver. Oh, I think that's – this is a tough one. The Bears. I like the defense too much. The Bears.
Who you got in this one, Jay Chris?
I don't think this is tough at all. I'm definitely going with Chicago in this one.
Yeah, not a hard one whatsoever. That's not what she said, though. 347-637-3859. The Sunday Nighter, the team that can't score in the end zone, 28-3, is at home against the Hype. Is it real? The Philadelphia Eagles come to town. Carson Wentz comes to Hotlanta. Philadelphia is favored by 2 in this game. I'm still taking the Philadelphia Eagles to cover this game. This has nothing to do with my fandom. This is what I believe is going to happen. I would lock it up. The reason why I did not lock it up, because I didn't want y'all to be like, well, that's his team. So that's why he picked them. That's why I didn't ever. If you ever notice, I hardly ever lock up the Philadelphia Eagles, because I don't want people to think that's why I'm picking.
I don't mean Jack when you're putting money on it.
Jack. I'm putting money on it. I believe they're just a better overall football team, and I believe they have Atlanta's number. So there it is, Jay Chris. Who you got in this one, Philly or Atlanta? Philly fair by 2.
As dangerous as Atlanta is, man, I'm going with Philly in this one. I don't subscribe to the Philly has their number, even though they beat them the last 3 times in a row. I mean, that would really go for that, but I think right now, Philly is. They're a mystery to a lot of teams in the league, whereas Atlanta, a lot of people know what Atlanta is. They shouldn't have lost the way they lost last week, but I don't think they're strong enough to beat the Eagles right now. And the second best, most overrated quarterback in the league is Matt Ryan. So, you know, I'm not going with Matt Ryan. So I got to go with my Bears.
Well, I'm glad you missed your other one who was your better receiver, which you didn't like. Torrey Smith, former Eagle. Better known for being a Baltimore Raven, former 49er as well, retired today. We want to give our congratulations to him on a stellar NFL career. Then we got the team that everybody wanted to crown, including my ass, the Cleveland Browns. Favored by 7 against the New York Football Giants. Listen, the Jets don't have their running back. They just spent a bunch of money on in Le'Veon Bell. They also don't have their quarterback, who, by the way, got mono. Now, I know somebody tell me mono is just more than what a kidney disease is. But I listen, I'm a child of the 80s. And in the 80s, if you got mono, you got it because your friend kissing some nasty hooker. Okay? So, he was kissing some nasty hooker.
Okay.
You can say what you want to say. Oh. All right? When you were a kid, what was mono? Ew, you got
the,
it's like
the kissing,
having
the kissing disease.
It's the kissing,
yeah, it was the kissing disease.
And not only is he out for the game, they say he might be out several weeks because of his throat. Brother, what was you
mono
kissing
be real,
a barracuda?
Mono could be real. The mono could be real for certain people, though. I mean, I've seen some folks been laid out off that
that's
joint,
why,
so I don't know.
First time I shouldn't be kissing everybody. Okay? You tell me, damn it. All right? So because of all that being said, does anybody think the Jets cover the 7 points and that great defense, though? I'll give them that.
I think the Jets win the game.
Whoa.
I think the Jets beat the Giants. I think the Giants stink. The Giants stink just like the Dolphins stink.
My bad.
You know what? I'm sorry. You absolutely were talking about the Browns. No, the Jets don't do anything. I'm sorry. The Jets don't win this game. The Browns cover this. They get their first dub of this season.
Let's put a nickel in the meter, not a quarter, not a dime. If they were playing the Giants, you would still pick them though, without having any of those.
The Jets over the Giants.
You would.
Yeah, I'd pick the Jets over the Giants. I'll pick the Jets over the Giants. Yeah.
And we have your wife get you checked from Alzheimer's.
Hey, if they only going to run Saquon like 11 times, I'm picking the Jets over the Giants all day.
Good one on that one. 347-637-3859. 25 years ago, guys, Ready to Die came out. Wow. Friend of the program, Uncle Rikishi, calls him the GOAT. Other people will call him that. I think lyrically he's the GOAT. Lyrically, I think there's no one with a pen and a paper on paper can spit a rhyme with wordplay and diversity like Biggie Smalls, Christopher Wallace. I won't call him the GOAT because, unfortunately, his career was cut short before us. He only gave us two albums. And so because of that, you've had Tupac to me, which will reign above him, and the latest GOAT, who, and using the words of Chris Rock, I don't even put him in a category, is Jay-Z. He's just somewhere completely different. He has way too much music, way too much dope music, a lot of better music over a lot of crappier music that just completely outweighs any and everybody. And for anybody even putting the notion that Lil Wayne is on the GOAT list, do me a favor, don't ever listen to my show. I'm okay with you not listening if you think that Lil Wayne is the GOAT over Biggie, Pac, and Jay-Z. That's all I'm going to say about that.
One guy that never gets mentioned in that, and should, and I know why he doesn't.
LL or
Black Thought? Oh, LL too. LL and Black Thought.
Now,
not so much Rakim, but Rakim is great too.
Black Thought. While I can't let Black Thought go in there, so you know Waz Shabazz, when we call Waz, right? Now that's one of my best friends, my brother. So I believe him. He said Black Thought bit his style.
Bit his style?
Said he bit his style.
Oh, bit his style. Oh.
That he did. I guess
a lot of people bit styles back in the day.
Yeah, up in PA. Franklin, is that Franklin? Am I saying it right? Up in PA, is that Franklin University? I think that's where he went to Franklin University.
Franklin University.
Yeah, if I'm saying it right, I think I'm saying it wrong. That's okay. It's not my story to tell. But when that was explained to me, it was like, I've never seen Black Thought the same. And I was never really the biggest Root fan in the first place. So even when we were having certain songs and he would say, oh, why are you playing that? It would make me stop playing it. You know what I mean? Not that he said turn it off, but just like, wow, he, you know, I'm going to leave my man. So, but I thought he was going to say Eminem or somebody, because my mother-in-law would tell me that Eminem could be in the top five rap list ever. And because of that reason.
I agree. I think he gets talked about more.
He does.
He's not in my top five.
He's not in my top five. But that's my top. In my top five, I put. Are we talking favorites or are we talking best? Because I think that defines the conversation. Because in my top five, probably my favorite of all, at least in my top three, is The Game. And I think The Game is just as good as MC.
Oh, man,
My top five favorite and my top five best are not the same.
are not the same exact.
I give you that. Yeah, that's definitely
right.
not the same.
So of all,
I will say about the game,
time,
Mike.
I can't put them there.
Mike,
but my favorite,
Mike
put
referenced
game
the game. Mike referenced the game, but I'll say this. Like, you know, all the dudes you mentioned, they've had crappy albums. The game has never had a crappy album. To be real with you.
Let me think about that for 1 second. Has Jay-Z had a crappy album?
Yeah. Blueprint 2 was
Kingdom
terrible,
Come.
Dog. Gift and the Curse was terrible.
I thought,
you're tripping.
Gift and the Curse was terrible.
What was
Gift
the one
the
for the
like
movie?
Gift
I thought,
the Gift and the Curse? You like the Gift and
Kingdom
the Curse?
Kingdom Come wasn't all that great. And American Great
yeah.
was American Gangster wasn't all
American,
that
you
great.
Like American Gangster? I like American Gangster. I'm not the biggest AD fan. I like American
though.
Gangster, though.
That's the thing. I didn't
they
like Kingdom Come, but Kingdom
Come wasn't
like
good. Because it's off Jay-Z's name. You're going to get, like, once you get to a particular name, people won't buy it regardless, dog. But that album,
definitely.
Though, like, Kingdom Come, I like,
right.
like Kingdom Come was not
like
good. I agree with like, it was not good.
Yeah. American Gangster, I didn't like American Gangster.
I liked American
until
Gangster. I ain't going to lie to you.
I
liked American Gangster.
I didn't like the
American
fact
Gangster.
That he was going back to rapping like that. And then I heard, well, he was motivated by the movie. So, and I'm like, okay, even if you're
yeah.
motivated by the movie, beyond that kind of rapping. I told you before, I have this thing with rappers. And it took me a while to realize, oh, you're categorized. It's like rock is categorized. Like, you look at the Locks, right? The Locks will forever be street
yeah.
rappers. That's who they are. They're not entertainment rappers. They're not
yeah.
they're not going
oh, yeah,
to make
they,
a bunch of money.
Street. Yeah.
They're street
always
rappers.
Street.
So I can deal
yeah.
with that. Jay-Z is not a street rapper. So when Jay-Z gives me a street album and you're at that point, you're a multi 500-plus millionaire, I don't want to hear that. That was me. If you're a struggling rapper, talk your hood all you want to. Once you start having a Maybach, you cannot talk hood to me. Nope, don't want to hear it. Cannot hear it. You can have a track or two, but you damn sure can't have a whole entire album. 347-637-3859. We're here talking about, thank you, Biggie. Got me up here talking Radio Dot 25 years ago today. But this weekend, we do have Clash of the Champions, guys. Make sure you guys check that out. I will have a show on Monday for Clash of the Champions, a review of Clash of the Champions. The only thing I care about most and most importantly is because I'm if Kofi Kingston loses or not. I had this on my mind. I said Kofi has to have the belt until their Fox deal is not official, but debuts. WWE debuts on Fox. I think having someone like Kofi Kingston debut on Fox is a good look. You don't need Randy Orton, as much as I love him, to have that belt going into Fox. I think that's a very big deal with the way the shift has changed in this country, not just, you know, politically, but socially. I think Kofi Kingston is more what's the word I'm looking for here, guys? More in tune or is what the kids are with today, okay? And seeing Kofi Kingston, so I think not having Kofi Kingston carry this title over to Fox is a bad idea. But we all know it's Vince McMahon. And he will do what he wants when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it. So let's find out. And that's what the biggest part of this Sunday that you have to watch. If Kofi Kingston loses, if he does lose, can you say, well, that was still a good title run? Or you have to say what Randy Orton has already said to him, like, what have you done in your life that was great? You won the title one time. Whoops. And you put me through a table. Whoops. If that's the biggest thing that happened in your career, then your career is very bad. And I had to say, well, damn, shoulder shrug. Those are the best two. Everybody, somebody won a title once before. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mike.
Hell.
Everybody that won the title has won it once, but you got to lose it. You got to lose it to win it more than once, and he ain't lost it yet. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I like that. That's what I always say about Ric Flair 16 times. But you know what I mean? He lost 16 times or 15 times. You know what I'm saying? And he don't have it now. So that's 16 times. He definitely lost that belt. Right, so I definitely agree with that notion, but I'm excited for that. And next week, I believe it is next week, we do have that Earl Spence versus Porter fight, right, Wally? Is that next week or the week after? That's the 28th.
Hey guys, I gotta go, man. I had fun. I gotta go, though. I didn't want to interrupt.
Anyway, so thank you for calling in, Jay Chris, and the new Twitch show. I appreciate you. Much respect, dude. Wally, I'm gonna go ahead and let you get up out of here as well. Where can they find you, my brother?
Oh, you know, on social media, on Twitter, at Urban Sports, saying hit me up. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to DMV Sports, man, hit me up and we can talk about any DMV sport, any DMV boxer, DMV base. I mean, the Nationals, the Orioles.
What about
the Skins? The what?
What about the DC Defenders, the XFL team?
Oh, and we're going to check them out, too. I don't know how much I'm going to care. We're going to check them out.
I love that name. I just love that name. I love the DC Defenders, man. I'm here for that. I am here for that, Wally.
You hear that smoke?
I was mad. I was finally upset. Well, I got upset a couple of times, but upset again that I was no longer in the DMV area living there. I'm like, I would be in every game. I would be an ambassador for them, you know, especially when they reached out to me to, you know, help them out with certain things also. So the fact that I'm not there physically burns my bridges, and my grits are overcooked if all those things are said. But Urban Sports Scene on Twitter, y'all, he has it all, and he talks more trash than I do because he just don't care. Me, frankly, yeah. I don't like you enough to talk shit. But with that being said, we're going to get up out of here, guys. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and don't love God. We out of here, y'all. Peace.
This is the Soulless Voice, hosted by Mike Knox. It's Barbershop.